Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we take a look at what you can watch. And this week we are focusing on the little screen, but we've got some real goodies for you. Susie Lyon joins me to take us through what we can watch. I'm Kat Cullen, and we're ready to talk zombies. Over to you, Susie.
G'day, Kat. Yeah, we've got The Walking Dead, Dead City, and this one comes out next week on Sky Show. Dead City is actually the first sequel to the hit TV series The Walking Dead, and it's based on the characters of Maggie and Negan. So this new series sees the two traveling into a post-apocalyptic Manhattan in search of Maggie's kidnapped son, Herschel. The city is filled to the brim with the dead who have made New York City their own world, one filled with anarchy, danger, and terror. Some of the actors from The Walking Dead have returned for this one, while others have been replaced with older actors such as the son Herschel, who is a teenager now.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer, The Walking Dead, Dead City.
You want to tell me where the hell we're going?
Manhattan.
Jesus Christ.
Can you at least tell me what the hell you are doing out here?
A few weeks back, I got raided.
They took your kid. What the hell is that?
So that is The Walking Dead, Dead City. Just to clarify, this is a brand new series that is sort of a follow-on from The Walking Dead. So not a film, but another series based on the original series, The Walking Dead. If you missed the whole Walking Dead series, and I have to confess, I watched a few episodes right at the very beginning, and then it just felt so overwhelming to catch up on. You could come in now and watch this as a standalone. You could come in now as series one of The Walking Dead, Dead City, and everything would sort of be explained to you.
Yeah, definitely. It is a little confusing if you aren't a Walking Dead fan and you have kind of missed it, but there are ways to watch all of the seasons and series that have come out without having to have seen all of the previous ones.
Mm.
So this is the first sequel to The Walking Dead. There's been so many iterations of the show because originally there was a comic that was turned into the 11-season series. And then there was a spin-off called Fear the Walking Dead. World Beyond was also another limited series based on the comics. So those you can just watch whenever you want. And then there was another spin-off called Tales of the Walking Dead. Again, you could just watch that however you please. Now we've got Dead City. That one's on Sky Show, and it is the first sequel to follow actual characters from the original series. So then there's another spin-off that came out that's called Daryl Dixon. He's another character. And then there's another one coming out called The Ones Who Live, and that's a follow-on from the original series. So rather than a sequel, it follows on. So it's very confusing. There's lots of returning characters in the one that's coming out later in the year. There's returning characters that are coming out for Dead City. So you're right. You can just watch it wherever you want, but it is a whole universe, a whole world.
Why is it that we love this so much? Like, is it our fascination with zombies and how long we think that we might survive in a zombie apocalypse? Is that what keeps us interested here?
I have a theory with these kinds of movies. I think it's about the aesthetic of the place and what it will look like when we don't have electricity and we don't have running water and we don't have the internet anymore and we have to fend for ourselves. I think it's the aesthetic of places like New York City that are overgrown and overrun by zombies. I think that that is a big part of it.
Does that appeal? So like when nature takes back?
Yeah, it's like, well, I will survive this. I'll be the strong one.
I don't know. Just find me in a supermarket, just waiting out my time, really.
Yeah,
just...
me too.
Where are the snacks? I'll just stay here until I'm got. Okay.
I'll be in the canned goods aisle.
Let's move on and take a little look at something on Netflix. This is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. It's not to be confused with Sir Alan Sugar, the self-made millionaire and reality TV personality. No, this one's got superpowers.
No, definitely not Alan Sugar. This is a movie that is out now and it's ready for your viewing pleasure. So it is perhaps a kind of an odd combination, but I have a suspicion that it's like kind of like a match made in heaven. It's Wes Anderson. He's the director who gave us the pastel aesthetic movies such as The Grand Budapest Hotel and recent Asteroid City. He brings us this adaptation of a Roald Dahl story. So The wonderful story of Henry Sugar is based on a short story by Roald Dahl from 1977, which follows a rich man finding out about a guru that sees without using his eyes. And then he sets out to master that skill himself so that he can cheat at gambling. It's got a great cast as usual for Wes Anderson films. Benedict Cumberbatch, Ralph Fiennes, Dev Patel, and Ben Kingsley are just some of the familiar faces that you'll see in The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one, like you say, there are so many others. I also caught a glimpse of Richard Ayoade from the IT Crowd as well. He's in there. It really is a full cast. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Good evening, Mr. Sugar,
said the man behind the desk whose job it was to never forget a face.
Henry Sugar was 41 years old, unmarried and rich.
Strange.
Gentlemen, I am a man who can see without using his eyes.
This could change my life. Henry was now almost certainly capable of making money faster than any other person in the entire world. Interesting.
And so what did he do with that particular skill? Well, I would love to ask here, why was this straight to Netflix? I don't get it. Did they just not want to compete with Barbenheimer this year? Are we not hearing about this being in the cinema?
Yeah, it's a good question, Kat. There's two reasons. The rights are still with Netflix for this Roald Dahl adaptation. And Wes Anderson really would have liked it to have been in the movie theatres. But it's actually only around 37 minutes long. So, I mean, who's going to go to the movies for a 40-minute movie? I don't know. I guess streaming's the best place for it.
I am on team. Let's bring movies down to an hour and a half again. So you know what?
Me too. I
wouldn't mind if this was maybe teamed up with one other 47-minute movie, and then I would be thrilled, actually. Yeah. Like, how good would that be? No, that's okay. Really interesting. So that one is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. It's a movie, but it is less than 40 minutes long. You can catch that on Netflix now. And also, we had a little look at The Walking Dead, Dead City. That's on Sky Show and it's out now once again. You can find links on our website to Sky Show, where you can also get a 7-day free trial. Check that out, worldradio.ch/big-screen-little-screen. Thanks so much, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.